Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practice in pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you need help with, we're here for you. If you have a question about the longevity products or the longevity business, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll do a Zoom call after the program with my friend Frank Lopez. We'll talk about brain health at startnowzoom.com. We do them every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right after The Bright Side. And tonight's no different, 7 p.m. My friend Frank Lopez and I will talk longevity, longevity products, and we'll talk specifically about brain health at startnowzoom.com. Startnowzoom.com. Hope to see you there. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll talk to Stan Munslow, author, educator, and researcher. His latest book, he's got multiple books. His latest book is Get Well Sooner, 12 Powerful, Proven Ways to Speed and Improve Your Recovery from Illness or Surgery. We'll talk to Stan at the bottom of the hour and get your calls in our next segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. All your favorite longevity products are up on the website, as well as my website, pharmacistben.com, my blog, pharmacistben.com. Also, our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off all the websites. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites as well if you're an entrepreneur, or if you just want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price. You can hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We can sign you up right off the websites. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to speak to a real-life human being, you can order products as well by calling 866-735-2470. All right, our number 844-236-6010. Your call is next segment. Stan Munslow at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about 12 powerful, proven ways to speed and improve your recovery from illness or surgery. And also hope to see you on our Zoom call. Startnowzoom.com right after the program. So we've been talking about the skin, specifically atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema. They're pretty much synonymous. I've been studying the skin for a very long time. It is my personal favorite organ, and I know the most. I know a lot about the body. I've been studying chemistry and biochemistry and biology and health for a long time, but especially the skin. And eczema is a very troubling condition. Not life-threatening, but it is a troubling condition that's associated with other immune problems, particularly asthma, and in kids, ear infections, and also digestive health issues. No surprise, because these are all places where the immune system plays a role, and eczema should first and foremost be considered to be an immune system problem, an inflammatory problem. It's kind of confusing and misleading because we see it on the skin, so we don't really think of it as an immune problem. Nonetheless, you could tell it's an immune problem simply by the way we treat it, medically anyway, with immune suppressant drugs. Anytime you take a steroid drug or you're given a steroid drug for something, that tells you you're dealing with an activated immune system. And you know what? Pretty much all chronic health challenges involve an activated immune system. And that's an important thought, an important idea, that pretty much all health challenges involve an activated immune system. That means pretty much all health challenges have at least are associated in some way with an immune response, with a defensive response. They're defensive. Our chronic health challenges are at least partially or more than partially defensive in nature, which tells you there's an offending agent. And that means that if you want to reduce a defensive response, if you want to reduce an immune reaction, if you want to reduce a chronic health challenge, you got to just eliminate the offending agent. Now, there's other things, too, that are involved. But if you just eliminate offending agents, you're going to go a long way towards straightening out the body, towards getting it back to its pristine, firing on all cylinders condition. Just by eliminating problems, eliminating problem foods mostly. Of course, if you're injecting things through the skin, those can be issues, too. But for most people, it's problem foods. Now, there's other things involved, for sure. I'll talk about those. The skin is kind of misleading. We said this before. The skin is layered, but you don't see it as layered. We look at the skin, and it just looks like some kind of covering. But it's layered, and the living stuff is on the bottom. The dead stuff is on the top. And the dead stuff, even though it's dead, is functional. It's important. It plays a very important role in determining the health of the entire organ. The dead stuff, the dead skin is kind of interesting. The dead skin, or the dead cells, on the top of the skin play a very important role in how healthy the whole organ will be. This dead stuff is made of hard proteins, and dead cells, and fats, and a complex of molecules that are called the NMF, which stands for the natural moisture factor. So you got the surface of the skin. The surface of the skin is largely made up. It's pretty much all made up of dead cells, hard proteins. Dead cells contain these hard proteins. This complex of molecules called the natural moisture factor, which acts like a sponge to attract water from the ambient humidity, and the fats that act to seal the whole thing shut. Scientists call this a brick and mortar model, where the bricks are the cells and the mortar is the fats. And then within the cells, you have this natural moisture factor and you have the protein. And that's the surface of the skin. Eczema, or contact dermatitis, is a result of a defect, some kind of mess up in this dead layer. Technically, this dead layer is called the stratum corneum, hard layer. Stratum means layer, corneum means hard, the hard layer. You can just call it the skin barrier. But it's not just eczema. It's not just dermatitis that's associated with an unhealthy skin barrier. So is plain old dry skin. Dry skin is largely a barrier issue. You're not going to solve your dry skin problem with moisturizers, sorry to say. And we'll talk about this later, but you'll actually make the problem worse with moisturizers. That's really important. Everybody uses moisturizers. We use moisturizers, some people use moisturizers every 20 minutes. We've got moisturizers in our car, and in our locker, in our purse, in our office, and two in our bathroom cabinet, some in our kitchen cabinet. We've got moisturizers everywhere. And everybody has dry skin because it's not a moisturizer problem. Your dry skin is not a moisturizer issue. And by the way, dry skin is a health issue. It involves a defective skin barrier, an unhealthy skin barrier. Sensitive skin likewise. Sensitive skin is a barrier issue. Hyperpigmentation, dark spots, blotchiness, largely a barrier issue. Acne and psoriasis also can involve an unhealthy skin barrier. Do you think taking care of your skin barrier is important? Yes. Job number one for having healthy, beautiful skin. Take care of your skin barrier. You want to do one thing to keep your skin beautiful, to keep your skin healthy, to eliminate pigmentation spots and dry skin and psoriasis and eczema and sensitive skin. You want to do one thing, enhance the health and strength of the stratum corneum, the skin barrier, the surface. Have you ever heard people say that everything they put on their skin makes them break out? Everything I put on my skin makes it rashy. Everything put on my skin makes it itchy. I have really, really sensitive skin. Everything I put on my skin makes it inflamed and red. And I hear this all the time. I hear this all the time, people saying everything I put on my skin makes me rashy or irritated. It's called sensitive skin. Nobody should have sensitive skin. talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. I was just looking up the price of a drug called Fasenra, which is an asthma drug. It's one of those UMAB drugs that we've been talking about. These UMAB drugs shoot down chemicals that are involved in the immune reaction. 1 milliliter of this drug
cost $5,197.33, according to drugs.com. 1 milliliter, that's about 20 drops. $5,000. A milliliter. Unbelievable. This is one of those drugs that's being advertised a lot. One of these biologics that's being advertised for eosinophilic asthma. Eosinophils, they make it sound real complicated and technical. They want to intimidate people. Eosinophils are white blood cells that are involved in the immune response. Not only are they associated with asthma, they're also associated with eczema. As we said, that they're related, asthma and eczema. And the reason you don't hear people talking about taking care of your foods and making sure you're in a good nutritional supplement program, at least folks in the medical model talking about it, representatives of the medical model, is because they got to make their $5,000 an ml. $5,000 a milliliter. That is unbelievable. Anyway, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, acne, dry skin, rosacea, pretty much any kind of skin condition you can name, pretty much any kind of chronic health condition you can name, involves the immune system, involves inflammation, involves a defensive response. And in the skin, this defensive response affects the stratum corneum, the hard barrier, affects the formation of the stratum corneum barrier. Have you ever heard people say that everything they put on their skin makes them break out? These people have sensitive skin. Sometimes I wonder if people seem like they're proud that they have sensitive skin, like it's a badge of honor. It's not a badge of honor. It means that there's something wrong with the skin surface, with the barrier. Rashiness, itchiness, cracked skin, inflamed skin, skin that breaks out with little bumps, little pimples when you put something on it. All these symptoms are collectively referred to as sensitive skin, and they very often, most of the time actually, they'll get blamed on products. People will say, everything I put on my skin makes me break out, as if it's the products that are causing the breakout. Or sometimes people say, oh, I tried that product and it didn't break out. I can't use that product. It makes me break out. No, you don't break out from products, people. You break out from a poor stratum corneum. You break out from unhealthy skin. You break out from a barrier that's not doing its job. The association that we have with products and skin sensitivity is a classic example of a skin myth. And there's lots of these skin myths. Misunderstandings about how our skin works. The fact is, human skin has been designed through millions of years of evolution to not be sensitive, to be a barrier to anything that can cause sensitivities. That's why they call it a barrier. The role of the barrier is to prevent sensitivities. No one should ever have sensitive skin. You know, according to Banner Health, 71% of people suffer from sensitive skin. Now, that sounds like a little high, sounds a little bit high to me, but a lot of people have it. I don't know if it's 71%, but based on my experiences, it's at least 30 to 40% of people have sensitive skin. No one should have sensitive skin. And no one, by the way, should have dry skin. And you know what? No one should have hyperpigmented, blotchy skin. And no one should have psoriatic skin. And no one should have acne skin. And no one should have eczematic skin. Our skin should be healthy. It's supposed to be intact. It's not supposed to have blemishes. It's not supposed to have blotchy spots. It's not supposed to have patches of irritation and excess skin and clogged pores. These are all signs that we're doing something wrong. Not to blame anybody, but just to take our power back. All these things that aren't supposed to happen, happen, and they happen pretty commonly, even though they shouldn't happen. They're the signs of poor health. The skin is actually a barometer to what's happening inside the body. When you have a skin problem, you got a health problem. Not to beat anybody up for it, but we want to address it as such. It's not a dry skin's not a cosmetic problem. Acne is not a cosmetic problem. Eczema is not a cosmetic problem. These are full-fledged health issues, and they usually involve an unhealthy skin barrier. When you have sensitive skin, that's the end result of activation of nerves that are ordinarily supposed to be segregated, separated from the surface by the barrier. The barrier is a barrier, like a wall. It's supposed to separate out the underlying layers where the nerves are and where the blood is and where the immune cells are from the outside world. The stratum corneum is supposed to keep the nerves, if you have sensitive skin, from contacting anything that the barrier contacts. That's why it's called a barrier. But when the barrier's weak, sensations like touch, warmth, and cold, and the application of various cosmetic ingredients and products can irritate them. And then this condition can be exacerbated by the immune system. The immune system becomes involved, and that's where inflammation happens. If you have toxicity from intestinal weakness, that just makes matters worse. By the way, the intestine is also a barrier, just like the skin. The intestine is a barrier on the inside of the body. The intestine is like the skin on the inside of the body, or the skin is like the intestine on the outside of the body. They're very similar. Their tissues are very similar. They both absorb things. They both have lots of nerves. They both have lots of immunity. So what is it that causes a weak barrier? What can we do about a weak barrier? There's lots you could do about a weak barrier. Weak barrier can be corrected by nutritional supplementation. We'll talk about some key nutrients that do that. And by the way, moisturization of the stratum corneum barrier is also important for the barrier health, not just for cosmetic reasons. Moisturization of the stratum corneum plays a role in the health of the skin barrier and how functional the skin barrier will be, how barrier-like it will be. A hydrated skin barrier, a moist skin barrier, is not just pleasant. It doesn't just feel nice. It's more resilient. It's more resistant to the loss of water from the lower levels. It's more resistant to the entrance of bacteria and funguses. And a moist stratum corneum can help reduce skin sensitivities. A moist stratum corneum barrier makes the barrier more functional, so you'll have less sensitivities. You'll have less hyperpigmentation. You'll have less eczema. You'll have less acne. You'll have less of everything. You'll have less of all the unpleasantries that are associated with the skin just by strengthening the skin barrier. And one of the main ways to strengthen the skin barrier is to assure that it's hydrated. And it's not a moisturizing cream. The skin, the stratum corneum, has mechanisms in place that assure that it will stay well hydrated. There's three main mechanisms for keeping the stratum corneum barrier hydrated. And by the way, when you feel you have dry skin, you're basically talking about a dry stratum corneum. That's what dry skin is. When we complain about our dry skin, we're talking about a dry barrier. Can't feel the stuff underneath. And actually, now that I think about it, we don't even know that we have a dry barrier. We know we have a hard. It feels rough. It feels hard. It doesn't feel soft and resilient. It's not that we feel moisturized. We feel soft, softenized. And a soft skin barrier is a more resilient skin barrier. So how does the skin barrier stay soft? Well, nature didn't intend for us to have moisturizers on top of the skin. It had to be a mechanism for it to stay soft. And in fact, there's three of them. First of all, molecules in the skin barrier, specifically in the dead cells. Remember, the skin barrier is made up of cells as well as fats. These cells in the skin barrier contain a complex of molecules called the NMF, the natural moisture factor. And these natural moisture factor molecules attract water from the ambient humidity, from the atmosphere. That's pretty amazing when you think about it. They're like molecular sponges. We'll continue this discussion on our next Bright Side episode. We'll take a commercial break and talk to Stan Munslow about his book, Get Well or Sooner, 12 Proven Ways to Speed and Improve Your Recovery from Illness or Surgery.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News Update. Senator Ben Cardin says Russian President Vladimir Putin is losing credibility with his own people. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the Maryland Democrat said this weekend's rebellion by the Wagner military group shows that Putin's reasons for invading Ukraine are being challenged in Russia. Senator Amy Klobuchar says the fallout from Roe v. Wade being overturned is exactly as she predicted a year ago. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Minnesota Democrat said that the U.S. now has a patchwork of abortion abortion laws that varies from state to state. Former President Trump says the federal government has a vital role in regulating abortion, but in a speech to a conservative audience Saturday night, Trump declined to be specific about what role that should be. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is number one at the box office with $19 million this weekend in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Jerry Barnash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you miss a program or want to review a subject. You can go through the search box. You can also check out 13 years of archived information, lots of great health information, all free, of course, plus the longevity products as well on my website, brightsideben.com. You'll also find the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories, blog posts, and videos at criticalhealthnews.com to purchase longevity products, as well as to click on the Join the Team link and sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal business opportunity. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info or to purchase longevity products. That's 866-735-2470. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products. all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including eczema and dermatitis and psoriasis and acne and dry skin. All our true skin health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients are all available at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Stan Munslow is the author of multiple books, including Get Well or Sooner, his latest 12 powerful proven ways to speed and improve your recovery from illness and surgery. Stan is an author, educator, and researcher. He's been helping people for years to heal better and heal faster through mind-body medicine, prayer, visualization, affirmation, and even music. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Stan Munslow. Good evening, Stanley.
Well, hello, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
Yes,
I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for the book. It's really very awesome, and I love that you didn't even mention anything about drugs. Although you did mention the power of medicine, which we'll talk about here in a second. But what you really talk about are people would say are alternative kinds of strategies for getting better. You've got 12 powers: power of mind, positive thinking, positive expectation, your inner strength. I love the power of laughter. First of all, tell us a little bit about how you got into this idea of alternative health. Do you have personal experience with it? You're not a healthcare professional. What made you gravitate towards this kind of stuff?
Well, what happened was, in 1998, my dad, who was 74, was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma, and he was given about a 25% survival prognosis, which I did not like. Now, I'd always had an interest in, like, quantum science and, you know, energy stuff, but I started doing a ton of research, and I distilled the results of the research down to this little tiny pocket. It was like a blank book that I just filled with tips for him on beating cancer. And he read it all the time. He kept it in his pocket. He would even flip through it when he was sitting at red lights, you know. And I also made him a cassette with positive affirmations for healing and a guided visualization. And I also set up a prayer group, because all of these things in recent decades have been shown to, you know, significantly improve a person's situation. You know, and I know everybody's going to expect me to say that he beat his cancer with all this stuff, which in fact he did. But that wasn't the amazing part. It was really the way he beat it. He beat it quickly and easily. He didn't lose his hair. He didn't lose weight. He didn't get nauseous. He just remained fit and active. And frankly, he was more vital than before the cancer. I remember talking to my sister saying, I hate to say this, but I think cancer is the best thing that ever happened to Dad.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's living better now than before. So anyway, I was so bolstered by that that I started offering these materials to anybody in the family or friends who had surgeries or illnesses. And the successes really started to rack up. And frankly, you know, I was batting 1,000. So, well, that lasted for years, right? But the book came about because in 2014, my wife's sister, Chris, was diagnosed with stage 4+ ovarian cancer. And this was so bad that her oncologist said, if you hadn't come in today, you'd have been gone 3 weeks. And all he could promise her, even with chemo, was about, he said, maybe 3 months, maybe 6. And that was it. And I was, like, freaking out. It's like, I only known her for 3 years, and it's like, I need more time with her. So I started doing a ton more research on really beefing up and adding to what I already had. And it really, literally became the book. So I literally wrote the book for Chris. I even gave her a copy before I even had it published. And I said, here, you know, use this. All right? And she did. And so what happened was, the 6 months went by, and then a year, and then 2 years, 4 years, 8 years. 8 years of basically bonus life that she didn't think she was going to get. And we lost her last summer to C. diff. But I'll tell you, during those 8 years, she really lived. She didn't live like she was sick, even though she was grievously sick, you know. And during those 8 years, she got to see her first two grandkids be born. So that was just incredible.
That's awesome. And then I found out
that her family had actually put a copy of my book in her casket. Because she always told people, my oncologist and my brother-in-law saved my life. So that's where the book came from.
So did you have a predilection for these kinds of ideas, quantum physics and alternative health and mind over matter?
Yeah, just from my own personal, I've always been interested in, like, those kinds of sciences. So it was just something I just did. And so when my dad's cancer came along, it was just like a natural almost like a knee-jerk reaction, like, okay, he has a bad situation, let's fix it. And I know he was getting his care. I wasn't trying to circumvent the care at all. In fact, I make that very clear in the book. You use this as like an adjunct, you know, to the care that you're already receiving. You know, they've worked together. In fact, when Chris had her cancer, the oncologist asked me for about 50 copies of the book to send to a ovarian cancer retreat, because the information in the book, he knew, was not at odds with what he was doing. Mm. You know, it was just a supplement. He was so excited about Chris's amazingness. I mean, it really was 8 years when she was promised 3 months. So he had no reason to, you know, so that's where it came from. Yeah.
It seems to me like you don't have to be unhealthy or suffering from a disease to benefit from these ideas. These are just ideas for having a good life.
Yeah, say exactly. Yeah, that's exactly true. I can't even say like the word absolutely emphatically enough, because our bodies are made by our thinking. And, you know, I mean that literally. I know everybody knows about the mind-body connection. But seriously, when you dig a little bit deeper, it does go way deeper than that. You know, everybody knows that their cells are made of atoms. And then 110 years ago, Einstein proved that everything is just made of energy, including us and everything else. It's just vibrating energy. But what happened was, years after that, quantum physicists got in on the act. They did this thing that became known as the double slit experiment, where they proved, okay, if matter is made of energy, if we're made of energy, what exactly is energy made out of, right? And you have to kind of open up your mind a little bit to take this in, but energy is made out of awareness, of intelligence, of consciousness. Mm-hmm. That's what we are. And so, you know, our thinking doesn't just affect our body, and it doesn't even just control it. It literally creates it, which happens anyway. It's just that under our conscious and positive control.
I was going to ask you that.
Of it, you know?
I was going to ask you that. We do it anyway.
It's like the placebo effect, right? I give you a sugar pill and convince you it's a powerful pain medicine, and you tend to get the same result.
Hang on to that thought, Sam.
It happens because that's what we think. And thinking creates reality within our body. Even else, even more amazing is Dr. Deepak Chopra talks about in his work, Quantum Healing, that if somebody with multiple personality disorder, like that multiple people living in the same head, if one of them has an allergy to orange juice and then they flip over to the other personality, they can drink all the orange juice.
Jeremy, you can't hear me.
Because now they don't have the allergy.
And best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Mr. Stanley?
I am here. I am here.
Hey, just turn your radio off. Just turn your radio off, buddy.
I don't have anything on.
You don't have your radio?
You don't have your radio?
Nope, not at all.
We got some feedback there, some feedback, weird feedback. Weird. Hey, Jeremy, can you help me with that feedback? Jeremy?
Jeremy?
There we go.
There we go.
Stanley, you there?
Stanley, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so somebody's sick. Somebody has cancer. Somebody has a horrible disease. What's job number one? What's the first thing they should do?
I would say that the first thing they need to do is to, first of all, take control of their mind over their body and to see it as the way they want it to be, not the way it is. This isn't a time to be realistic. It's to do what all the most successful people in the world do. They don't look at things the way they are. They look at things the way they want them to be, and to keep visualizing what it will feel like to be well. All right, so that's the mind-body thing, which, you know, obviously the book covers in great detail. The second thing I would suggest that they do, because this is part of everything I personally helped with, like family and friends, even with advanced cancers, was to build them a prayer group. Because of all the strategies in the book, I would have to say that prayer is probably the most vetted of all the ideas. There are over 1,200 published studies that attest in reputable medical journals that attest to and outright prove the power of prayer to aid in healing, like with cardiac patients that are prayed for, and they don't even know they're being prayed for. Even the doctors don't know they're being prayed for, but they fare significantly better.
What is so prayer? How do you define prayer?
What's that?
How do you define prayer?
Okay, but I define it as taking, whether somebody wants to take a religious point of view or a spiritual or even just a quantum physics point of view, is to send out their thoughts. Like, for instance, I would say something like, I am sending healing energy into, like my brother-in-law's name is Dwayne, I'm sending healing energy into Dwayne's body, and I'm calling upon, you know, all the forces that be in the universe to assist in this. I mean, actually, there are tons of, you know, actual prayers online. And what I did is I kind of took them and, you know, beat them up and made them work better. But then what I did was I brought all those people together, his friends and family, and I told them, set two alarms on your phone, one at 7 a.m., one at 9 p.m. We're going to pray for Dwayne together. If you want that group coalesced energy, because everything is energy, right? Our bodies and his and our thoughts, it's all just vibration. And let's send our positive healing thoughts whether they're religious or spiritual, to Dwayne's body by thinking of the result we want, you know, for him to be well. And we had 99 people praying for him basically twice a day together, and we just hit it really hard. And after 1 6-week round of chemo, his advanced esophageal cancer was gone. Just
Are you
gone.
Serious?
And wow. And it stayed away ever since. Now, he asked me just a little while ago, like, what if this comes back? I said, Dwayne, if it comes back, we're going to just hit it again.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to do this again. I even built him a Facebook page called Healing Energy for Dwayne to round up more of his, like, you know, contact support. They had 99 people praying on his behalf twice a day together. I mean, some people couldn't do it at those times. Okay, do it whenever, you know. But let's try to get as much of it merging together as possible and just hit him with it. And, you know, he was not the picture of health. He had had quadruple bypass surgery 20 years earlier, very overweight in his early 70s. It just wasn't a good picture to begin with, you know. And now, again, I just saw him last weekend. You know, he lives in New York, but came over. And he's perfectly fine. I mean, he's totally cancer-free.
So it sounds to me, Stan,
I don't mean to be glib here.
If you're an atheist, you're out of luck.
No, actually they're not, because some of the prayers, for instance, that I put in totally are just, you know, basically somebody sending positive energy out into the field, out into the universe, in whatever manner they want. The really important thing is not its, like, religious component. It really is just sending positive healing energy in the form of thought. Because thought is everything, like I said before, and just sending it out there. So, because, you know, frankly, I was kind of that when I was younger. I'm not now because of everything I've read about, you know, spirituality and such. So I guess you could say I'm a spiritualist now. But it really doesn't matter whether you take the science route or the church-like route. Doesn't matter. You know, it's all about positivity. It's just dressed up in a different package.
Talk to us about music. You have a chapter about the power of music.
Yes. Well, first of all, I am a professional musician. I'm a jazz guitarist. But anyway, that has nothing to do with this. Music has been used for millennia. In fact, the Chinese character for medicine actually includes the character for music. Hippocrates used it to treat patients. Native Americans used it. And then in recent decades, scientists kind of proved them right, basically. Music improves medical outcomes virtually across the board. It is amazing. I mean, even dementia, Parkinson's, stroke patients, you know, pretty much anything. It's really amazing, but you got to do it right. And what I mean by that is that classical music and New Age music appear to have the strongest effect. And the reason, I think, for that is because, first of all, it's instrumental. See, when you've got vocal music, somebody's basically singing at you. If you're going to be listening to music for multiple hours a day, that's kind of distracting. You know, you want this stuff on a lot. My mom had a stroke when she was 85 that they didn't think she would make it through the night. And so I did a ton of research right then about helping stroke patients. I told the nurse, keep this stuff playing in her room as much as you can. And within 3 months, she was doing, like, crossword puzzles. They didn't think she was going to do anything ever again. And she lived for quite a long time. You know, I mean, as in years, you know, beyond that, the stroke was just a thing.
Do you think the wrong kind of music can make you sick, or certain music can make you sick?
It cut out. I didn't.
Do you think that certain types of music can actually make you sick or head you on the road to illness?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you not hear me? Jeremy? No, you can't. Stan?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Do you think that the wrong kind of music or certain types of music can make you sick?
I'm really not going to go there. I would say no. Because really what we're talking about is vibration. I mean, I'm assuming that if somebody chooses the wrong music, whether it's, you know, punk or heavy metal or whatever, that kind of jars everything, then, you know, they're not going to get any particular benefit. But would it make them sick? Not if they actually like it. You know, if they're enjoying it, I'd say, you know what, save the heavy metal for when you're better. For right now, try to go with the instrumental stuff. Because, you know why? Because it's more cerebral. And it really stimulates, you know, neuron activity better. Because it's so, like, classical music is very complex. and the vibrations are just more powerful, partly because of that. Even patients who have music playing during surgery will require less pain medicine during post-op. And people always freak out when they hear that. Like, well, how can you hear when you're asleep? It's like because your unconscious mind still hears. If somebody's asleep and I say, wake up, they can hear me through a wake up. Of course, they can't wake up because they're chemically forced to stay asleep, but their audio receptors in their unconscious mind still work. And beyond that, since music is just vibrational energy, and so are we, I mean, when we get down to the core, then they just merges in, and it's benign, powerful, complex, beautiful vibrational energy that can only do good, and it has been shown to do just that. So, and it's so easy now. Just go on YouTube, search for, like, you know, nonstop classical music or nonstop music for healing, and just play it for 8 hours if you want, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
Play it when you're asleep, whatever, you know, if you can do that. I can't listen to music when I'm asleep because I start analyzing it. But, I mean, you know, some people can do that, and that's fine. Otherwise, just have it on during your day and believe in it. You know, just like with placebos, a lot of things tend to work more or less in lockstep with our belief and its ability to do so. So just say, all right, this music is going to make me well. Yeah.
My favorite chapter, we only have about 30 seconds here, but my favorite chapter was The Power of Laughter. Talk a little bit about that real quick.
Okay, in 1979, Norman Cousins wrote a book called The Meeting is the Message.
Anatomy of an Illness.
And where he treated his own, you know, debilitating spinal infections with basically nothing but music and a good diet. I'm sorry, with laughter.
Laughter.
Watching, like, candid camera episodes, Marx Brothers movies. Nowadays, man, you can just put the internet on and laugh yourself silly, you know.
I love it.
He didn't have that ability in 1979, pre-internet, you know, life. And I can only imagine he would have done better, you know, but he really did.
Stanley, we're out of time, buddy. The book is Get Well or Sooner, 12 Powerful Proven Ways to Speed and Improve Your Recovery from Illness or Surgery. Thank you, Sam, for being on the bright side. Hang tight, Sam. Hang on the line. I want to say goodbye to you. That's all the time we have for this evening, friends. We'll be back at you next Saturday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.